Welcome to the 38th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
Oh, you said that full of juice.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Before we fully start, I want to say we did the name randomizer online, and it picked a winner for the silky wig that we're giving away. Her name is Nicole Kelly. Yay. So if you are Nicole Kelly, please email us at info@elitecosplay.com. Email us your information. Otherwise, I will personally message you from my personal account.
And that's weird because... It is.
I would rather not, but if it... Because I can't message from our page and I couldn't tag her. So it got really complicated. So if she doesn't message me soon, I will contact her. And if she never contacts me again, then we will roll the dice again and someone else will get chosen. So
keep
congratulations, Nicole. You will like it.
Yes.
Anywho, it's just me today.
Yeah, we're just waiting on you. It's the Holly show. We just sit around and mumble and grumble, and you run the whole episode.
All I've been thinking about today is queso. So, actually, since like Rebecca mentioned it last week, that's all I've been thinking about.
Well, luckily, we're going to get queso next.
So the people who sell Warbla have introduced a new type of Warbla. I don't know when it came out, but I just discovered it this week. It's called Black Warbla. And like it sounds, it is black. And they claim it has the same properties as other Warbla. The main difference that a lot of people like is that it's smoother than Warbla. So you don't have to go through all the trouble of as much sanding and gessoing.
Gesso,
whatever. I don't know. I call it gesso, so I'm just going to call it gesso. And all that. So that's definitely a pro, because then you can paint it.
Or not at all. Maybe it's, you know, like you don't have a lot of armor that's black.
Black is it?
It's like dark. It's black.
So that'd be kind of cool.
But the con about that is if you wanted it a lighter color, you'd have to paint it over and over and over again.
Yeah, that's what primer's for.
Yeah. One person I did see that was using Black Warbler for the first time said it didn't seem as sticky as the other Warbla, and it, while you can like remold it, it wasn't as kind to remolding as the other one was. So the properties are different.
Just smack my mic.
Oh, you're just poking at your mustache.
Yeah, but I'm not making any sound.
Yeah, but I'm looking at you.
The slapping the mic will scare people.
Looking at you. Sorry.
How dare you? How much is it?
That's something I don't know.
Good research.
Yeah. Well, it was sudden, and I was like, what is this? And then I found it, and then I was like, what? And then I wrote it down, and then I fell asleep, I think. So, don't look at my list of topics. So, go to, you know, Warbler, the cosplaysupplies.com. They sell it.
Let's try to get our hands on it. Let's take a look.
And play with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really into dark-colored things.
Yeah, like your soul.
Yeah.
You still need to play with regular Warbler girl. You would like it a lot. You're crafty like that.
I feel like it would make things look too good.
Rebecca.
I accidentally dyed my hair a dark color and really, really bummed out. I mean, it was supposed to be a light ash blonde and it's dark brown. It's a nice color. I'm goth now.
You're torn, right? You're like, it's a nice brown, but I didn't want brown.
Yeah, it's kind of like a golden brown, like a teddy bear or something.
But like, there's properties of blonde in it, like in the light, like you can tell that it has like
rosiness.
Yeah, it has like golden hues. But it is weird. It's like gold, and then it's like it is ash. Like if you look at this, this is like, yeah. So now we decided that Rebecca's goth.
So goth.
You gotta put on The Cure.
Yeah.
Go sit in your room.
Robert Smith. Okay. All right, good, moving on.
Yes. Get that out. So check out Black Warbla.
We'll get some Black Warbla, just like the black hamburgers.
Oh, have you seen those?
Yes.
Do you want to try one?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I was really freaked out about it because someone told me about it. I'm like, no.
Well,
and then I pulled it up and...
Yeah, well,
for those who don't know,
Burger King.
Yeah, Burger King has a Halloween Whopper, which is what, like... A1 sauce.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So in Japan, they have the black burger at Burger King. And it's made with squid ink, I think.
Oh, okay.
Like how the pasta, you know, the black pasta.
Yeah.
So when I saw I saw it online, they were like, oh, Burger King's going to bring the black burger to United States for the Halloween. And I was like, sweet, you know, like we could bring it on the podcast or something. And then they were like, and it's A1, the bun is A1 flavored. And I'm like, why does the bun have to be flavored?
It's probably for American. Like, they, it's probably just...
Like, if you just use the squid ink or whatever to make it black and it doesn't taste... It's either whatever the United States is using it to make it black is, like, bitter and they need to, like, counteract it. It with
could
A1.
Be. Could be.
That was kind of bummed by
it
that.
It could be that, yeah. Our food here is a lot sweeter than everywhere else in the world. That's so it true. Could just be, like, the neutral burger taste. Yeah. We just need something to sweeten it.
Is the cheese black, too?
No, it's just a regular burger on the
there
inside.
There were some pictures that the cheese was black, but I think it was photoshopped.
That was the Japan one.
Or something. Yeah.
I think the Japanese one has black cheese.
Yeah. I don't think you can have black cheese. I think that'd be hard.
I don't know.
You can do anything.
Yeah, I guess everything.
You want black
is...
cheese, you can have... Hey,
but I'd rather be orange.
Listen, guys. When we were growing up, we had multicolored ketchup. Okay? Do you remember that? The purple ketchup and the green ketchup.
I didn't eat it, and my mom got really mad at me. She goes, I bought this because you had to have it, and you're eating the red ketchup. Yeah,
it was totally a psychological thing. My friend had purple and the green, and I remember we like went to McDonald's or something, and then we didn't get ketchup at McDonald's, so she was like, "Oh no, I got ketchup," and we like squirted it out, and I didn't want to eat it, like I didn't want to dip my fry in it. I was like, "It looked like paint." Do you remember that?
Oh, absolutely. Who thought of that? Who said in their marketing department of Heinz and said, "Yes, this is a great
idea." People did buy it.
Yeah, and then no one ate it. It's just like the dollar coins.
Does anyone watch SpongeBob with Pretty Patties? Because that's what's happening right now.
I always got those dollar coins. They were a Jewish thing.
What?
And I would eat them.
The dollar coins?
No.
What are you talking about?
You're talking about the coins in the middle.
I'm talking about Sacagawea dollars. She's talking about the candy, the chocolate
coins. Yeah, chocolate coins. That's what I know you're what those about. Are. Oh, yes. Yeah, I would eat those all the time because they were like waxy. I really liked them.
My mom had Jewish friends that always send me presents for Hanukkah, and they would always send me like books and stuff that I love. Like, if you give a moose a muffin, totally
worst
book ever. Great
that,
book.
Yeah, love I got that book.
And they always sent me those Jewish
my
coins.
Jewish aunt, she sent me that book.
Is it a Jewish book secretly?
No, she would like moose.
Oh,
moose. No, moose.
Meeson.
I don't know. Anyway,
moose abode.
Also, it's a Jewish secret.
I forgot about those coins.
But I would eat them.
The chocolate
I
coins.
I loved how they tasted.
And they came in a little
they
bag.
Were weird. Yeah.
Whoa, you're making my brain hurt. Anyways, whoa. I'm having lots of childhood memories right now with the ketchup and the coins.
Yes.
So New York City Comic Con is going right now.
Oh,
we're filming this.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I kind of looked up news with it, but it was all, as you would think, comic book related. And I don't really follow comic books that hardcore. So it was like, news for this new comic. And I was like, I don't know what that is. So anyways, but there was a place there that I've never heard that they had a booth. And it's called Cosplay Fabrics. And I was like, well, what the hoo-ha's that? And then I felt like I was really behind the times. And it's this company that makes fabrics that are just more aimed at cosplay. So they have two fabrics that look like they would be Wonder Woman. Like, there's one that's, like, blue, like, shiny blue and has white stars, and then the shiny red and has white stars, and there's, like, a mermaid-type fabric that has, like, the scale-looking things, mm-hmm. and it's, like, that crazy green color that, like, shifts and stuff. And they have other ones, too, that are... on their website, it says they'll be in Joann's in 2016. Their line's really small right now. And then I was like, how long has this been going on? Because Yaya Han endorses it. And they just started their Facebook in August, so I feel like we're not that far behind the times. But I don't know where you can buy it right now. I didn't really see anything on their website. I think you have to wait, maybe. I don't know. But cosplayfabrics.com, I think. Or just Google Cosplay Fabrics. It was weird. I thought I was, like, missing, because I missed out on Black Warbler. That went over my head. And then Yaya Han standing in the cosplayfabrics.com booth, and I was like, what the fuck is that? But... yeah, you should check out their fabrics. They're aimed at a lot of, like, cat suit type characters and...
It's too simple.
Too simple? What does that mean?
I don't know. I just had a great business idea, but...
Oh, well, keep it.
You want me to keep it?
Yeah.
I'll save it for later.
Well, you don't like the idea of cosplay fabrics?
No. It's nothing special.
It might not be cat suit related, your business idea. Or it might be cat suit related and you're trying to cover it up.
It
Kevin's
is
catsuits.com.
For cats.
Oh! We're going to give
exist.
It away.
Yeah.
No, that's
now
not,
someone's
going to
make
it.
Sounds
good.
No, I don't know. Cosplay Fabrics, like a company dedicated to specific... Now, that's not a terrible idea, right?
No.
But
there's already a lot of fabrics. Like
right.
Cosplays don't...
need anything need special.
Super particular fabric. Yes, like some
that's what
some
I'm saying.
Do.
Yeah.
Some
like
do.
I've had to like make like manipulate yeah. fabric to look
like
how
when
I
you were doing
it.
The League of Legends girl. What's her name? The one you cosplayed
Miss Fortune.
Miss Fortune. And yeah. you had to make her skirt, and it was a very specific plaid. Like, that would be cool to just
yeah.
buy,
and
right?
I just happened to find it at Joann's, yeah. that, like, digital fabric.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I almost lost my mind. It looked amazing.
But that would be nice to have, because yeah. it's very specific.
Yeah.
But
so most people had to paint their... Right.
Oh, really?
Or, yeah. yeah. It's a very specific pattern. Yeah.
The company printed for
yeah.
them.
And that's right. expensive. Yeah.
Right.
So I can see it in that ways, but a lot of the stuff they had was just, like, basic.
Generic. So here's
like stuff that I could see just at Joann's. Like,
yeah,
like,
Joann's is such a. I mean, they're stepping out. I mean, yeah. they're all over the place.
That's probably why they're partnering with them.
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of Joann's business comes from cosplayers.
It does. It does. Sorry, I'm stuck on my idea right now. I need to write this down before
yeah,
I forget
write it.
It.
Down. Wow.
It's actually not a bad idea.
Have you seen the porcupine that gets excited when he gets a pumpkin, a bucket of pumpkins?
What?
His name's like Teddy or something, and his owner gives him these little small pumpkins in a bucket, and then she's like, here you go, and he's like, oh yeah, and he's like making these squeaky noises, like he's like orgasming, and he's like eating this pumpkin, and he's like, oh my god, yeah, he's like eating, this is like a squash, you know, he was so ready for that pumpkin.
Oh, I thought he like carved them or something.
That would be magical.
Yeah,
like those elephants that paint pictures and then they sell them at auctions.
Yeah. I saw a puppy fall asleep on a baby.
Oh, where he climbs into the basket that he's in?
No, it's just, the baby's just sleeping on this, on the little thing on the ground. The puppy's just really awkward and having this like, I'm gonna fall asleep. And then it falls down and then it goes, boom! Just falls asleep on the baby.
That's like,
that's the one
tingling.
Video I saw.
This week.
I'm yeah. on an exercise ball today. It's really comfortable. We're doing a shoot tomorrow. And I wanted a pearl. Type thing, and
yeah.
this is like a pearl color.
Yeah. A pearlescent exercise
yeah.
ball for our
and
person.
So
to sit
I
on.
Went on to Amazon, and they had a pearl exercise ball, which I was like, sweet. And so we got it yesterday, and we blew it up. And Kevin and I haven't been able to not sit on it for like more than 5 minutes. It's pretty amazing.
Now you know why office people do it.
Yeah, like I always made fun of people that had like exercise balls at their desk.
But isn't it supposed to like exercise somehow?
No, it's just really comfortable.
Oh,
it's comfortable, but I think it helps your core because you have to kind of balance a little bit.
It does. Yes. Yeah, okay. I was lying.
Oh, but it
I
is,
believed you.
But I think it's ergonomics or whatever too, because like it's forming
I
to
shout
my
that
butt.
Word every time I do something that's not particularly keeping my body aligned.
Did you have to take an
ergonomics? Oh yeah, no, it's big. Oh, it's big.
Whenever I bend down, because one of the options is you can either squat, so because you don't want to bend right at the weight at the hip because you're putting strain on your back. So you can either squat, which I'm too lazy to squat every 5 seconds,
yeah,
or you can bend over, but you have to kick your leg back. So there's like a balance. So I'm like just kicking my leg back everywhere, and I'm like, one day I'm just gonna kick someone like right in the face.
Ergonomics.
Yeah, I should yell that in the library.
Yeah,
really loudly.
Every time.
Someone I saw is claiming they got E6000 poisoning.
From did they eat it?
From inhaling too many E6000 fumes.
Well, I don't know about poisoning. You definitely
you
could
get
high off of it.
Yeah.
Like not a good high, but like a headachey high.
Basically, no. She's just saying that you should wear like a respirator if you're going to use
E6000. How much E6? We'll start off with this.
Yeah,
how much E6000 are we talking about?
Like, from what I know, she's a burlesque dancer, so there's a lot of rhinestoning happening.
Oh,
and when
yeah,
she
fine.
Basically, what happened was she would get like sometimes she would get like headaches, but she didn't think it was from the E6000. She just thought it was like other factors in her life, you know, like dehydration or whatever. And then she moved to Australia, and she didn't have her E6000 with her because they were shipping it. And something, she was eating well and losing weight, and the fats got released, and the stuff from the E6000 was in the fats. And when they got released, it, like, made her sick, and she had to go to the hospital, and no one could figure out what was wrong with her.
What?
It was E6000 poisoning. So now she's on a crusade to make sure you wear a respirator.
Was in her fat?
Yeah.
In her fat cells.
A lot of things get stored in your fat. That
yeah,
makes sense.
But how fat was she?
It doesn't matter. Like, it just, you know, when you lose weight, you are released, like, they're getting...
Or that's why you do it with an open window or outside.
That's what someone said. Someone said, I do it outside because there's a cross breeze.
Right. Or put a fan against your window.
I'm not trying to start a fight or anything. I just say stupid shit like that. Okay, everyone, just calm down. Just calm down. All
right.
Anyway.
That's Rebecca's disclaimer. She was just saying she was losing some weight because she was eating better.
It makes sense.
It doesn't matter how, yeah. I don't know. I didn't look at her picture, but.
In Australia.
And then she discovered it. That was one of the factors.
What? Once again.
Jeez. The only way people can lose weight is tapeworm.
Well, no, Australia is just really known for the parasite.
Well, more like parasite things to kill having. You.
Yeah. So, you know.
Red spiders? Red snakes? What are they called? I don't know.
You know what? Crazy ticks shit can also give you Lyme disease in America. So we have stuff that can harm us here, too.
If Lyme disease is the worst thing, serious. Like they got drop bears,
yeah, because that's real,
and they have spiders that live in toilets. They have a lot of scary things. Down
I did
there.
See that video. Yes, that was horrendous. This guy was like, there was a spider in his toilet, and so he flushed it, and the spider was just crawling against the flush. Like he kept flushing it, and it wouldn't go down. The spider was more powerful than the flush of the toilet.
Yes. Imagine it was, if he sat
it was
down.
Horrifying.
Did he pull a gun on it?
He should have just thrown like
there's
some fire
nothing
at it.
Like a grenade.
Click. God, no! It was
not
like
coming up here.
It was one of those things where it's like, I wish I wouldn't have watched that because every time I sit on the toilet now, I'm like,
it's okay. It's only in Australia. You don't have to worry about it up here.
Maybe it's because their toilet flushes the wrong way.
It doesn't.
Well, toilets
it
in the bathroom.
I thought it swooshed a different way.
Because they're on the different side of
hemisphere.
The...
Yeah. I think the Mythbusters did something with it. And
no,
they said it
people
didn't.
Have tested it. But nowadays they have like the low capacity ones, so they don't swirl anymore. They just go down. You know?
I know. Who knows? I don't know.
Can we talk about...
Can
we talk some toilet talk?
Well, I've been worried about spiders and toilets for my whole life because I saw the movie Arachnophobia.
Oh. Well, I'm talking about... Okay, have you ever been in a toilet... That you press up for liquid waste and down for solid.
Yeah. So once they have like all these different options, so I don't even understand.
So it doesn't use as much like water or anything. Yeah. So my work has those, but if you do the liquid waste, it doesn't like fully
it doesn't do it very well.
And like and then the toilet paper gets left, and I'm just like, there's no point in this. So I always do the down.
You waste water.
I am wasteful, but it doesn't flush the paper. It's so weak, it doesn't even, like...
But, you know, the paper prevents the splashing. The splashback.
No, the toilet paper.
I know. Toilet paper prevents splashback.
But does soggy old toilet paper splash out? Whatever. I don't need that. I don't got time for that.
We live in the first world.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got time for that.
Nobody has time for that.
You want to do your mid-roll... ad here?
Mid-roll? You mean end of roll? Because, I mean, we don't have much to talk about this week again.
I could talk forever, babe.
Could you? Alright. I'll talk. Hello, everybody. This week's episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast is brought to you by Pinky Paradise. This week, starting today, whenever you're seeing this video, all the way through October 15th, 2015.
You what can get year?
2015.
Oh,
yes, you can get 50% off pretty much any contact lens from the Pinky Paradise website if you use the code that is available through elitecosplay.com/Halloween.
That's H-A-L-L-O-W-E-E-N.
You misspelled it.
Halloween.
No, I didn't. Don't scare me. Scared me. Just in case you didn't know how to spell Halloween.
Yes, so elitecosplay.com/Halloween.
50%.
50% off pretty much any contact. It's restricted
to
the one yearly
ones. But that's most of their contact lenses.
I don't think they have any daily ones, but yes, any of the yearly contacts they have for 50% off. So get on that. That's a really good
deal.
Yes.
That's the best one I think I've heard.
I think it's the best one I've ever heard either. Too.
When I got that email, I was like, shit.
Yes. So
Rebecca's
Rebecca's just
miming for you.
How great the 50% off.
It's her new goth persona.
Goth.
Yeah.
So yes. EliteCosplay.com/Halloween.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody.
We discussed it.
Sorry. I just wanted to make sure because I was afraid of people misspelling Halloween.
It's 50% off. That's the better year than 2015.
Just in case you didn't know.
All right, these two ladies
what?
Are a ball of laughter.
We've been kind of smart asses ever since Rebecca got here. So,
well, I'm just so goth.
She did text me.
And I bring it. I bring it.
She's like, I'm sorry I'm late. I had a hair emergency.
Whoops.
And I thought it was like, oh, she forgot to brush her hair.
Because I do that.
Well, I do it too. I don't think I brushed today. I think I just rolled out of bed.
I don't brush my hair. I found
and then acorns get stuck in it. Or pine cones.
Small pine cones. After a barbecue where it gets a little windy.
And she doesn't notice for days.
Yeah, and then you just roll over and people are like, what the fuck? And you pull out and you're like...
That's my favorite Rebecca story of all time. I remember the first time she told me it, I was just like on the sidewalk like crying.
Yeah. It was a real life moment.
Man, I just totally found this pine cone in my hair the other day.
Yeah.
Been in there for days.
And I was like, but you days. Found a pine? Like, how long have you been there? And you're like, I think...
Since the... Because the... Yeah, the...
like, Borders barbecue?
Barbecue. And I remember it got windy, and we're all like, shit fly. Where had to be since then?
I wonder if you, like three laid days down tonight, and you're like, man, my head kind of hurts.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Whatever. Sleep. That's what I imagine. Well... That's all I had to talk about. Kevin's not bringing anything to the table.
I did this, not this week, unfortunately.
No sandwich.
No
sex
sandwich?
Item, non-sex I know. Item, oh. Sex item.
That was just that one week, and
well,
I think it made
I mean,
everyone
kind
talk,
of expect it now.
We can talk about weird stuff. Like, let's hear, there's a new Batman. The Avengers
what?
Got rid of the old Batman and have a new Batman.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what it means either, but...
Wait, yeah, you didn't Avengers, research it at all?
The Avengers said... Okay.
Batman's in the Avengers? I thought Spider-Man was in the Avengers.
Okay, hold on. Now you're going to make me look
universe?
This up.
I thought they were... See, one was Marvel and one was DC or something. I don't know.
Superman and Batman are the same universe, right? And that's DC,
yes.
I thought.
Yeah. Detective Comics.
And... And Marvel is Avengers.
Marvel comic.
Yeah, because Marvel is X-Men. Oh, God, my knowledge of comic books is so
like
small.
This super small. Yeah, I know. Just go into all the Marvel universes.
Well, I remember we worked at Borders. We worked with a couple people who were super into comic books. And they would kind of talk about it. And this one guy we worked with, I had asked a question. And he was going on. I think it was Batman. And he was like, yeah... I don't like this version because blah, 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 blah. And he was explaining, like, you know, like, they just have different universe. Like each yeah. author has their own story. So, like, if you change stories, it's not this. Like, if Batman dies, it's like, okay, whatever. But then this other guy will bring back Batman. I don't know. And I never knew that before I worked there. Like, I didn't know that's how it was. And I was like, wait, it's not just, like, a continuous story. Like, it breaks off and, like... shit happens and then people are like, never mind, that never happened, that's not canon, you know.
Well, that's why they have all the
there's
universes
canon,
right?
And there's like non-canon and I don't know, it's to me it's confusing and it's like, which one do you choose? I don't know. I got and then I got upset when I found that out. I was like, that's what that is, that's why there's so many Batman, you know, comic books. Like we had all the books, you know.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with it personally. Like that's why I think that's why I chose manga instead, because it's just like one story. It's like this one person's writing it and this is how it
it's
goes.
It's like if you grow up with Equal or Sweet and Low. If you grow up with Sweet and Low, you like Sweet and Low. Like it's just your go-to.
What?
But if you don't grow up with Sweet and Low, it tastes like battery acid and you're wondering how the hell does anyone eat Sweet and Low? It's that kind of thing. You grow up with comic books and you're kind of like, all
right,
you go from universe to universe.
It doesn't bother
you.
Right, right, yeah.
All
right.
Or, you know, you come into something else later
right.
and you kind of just...
You understand it.
Yeah,
but if
yeah.
you don't ever get into it and then someone explains it to you, you just
yeah,
go,
I mean,
excuse
you're not
me?
In your late 20s and going, all right, you're going to rearrange your life. I mean, you know, you kind of just get to a point where you're like, all right,
no, and one
I'm
time,
never going to like Sweet and Low.
I made the mistake one time of... I was curious about a Spider-Man and so I went into the wiki... And they have all those stories. So
yeah.
one story he's with one chick, and then one story he's with the other chick, and then one of them dies or something. And it's like, I'm just like, oh, how do these people keep track of everything?
I don't remember. Someone got mad over the
Iron Man movie because Pepper Potts isn't even his main hoe.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah, she's not even one of the main chicks or something. Like, no. I don't know. I'm just like, what?
See, I don't even know.
She's the only one I know of.
I don't know. Yeah, like... And then I feel dumb because I can't, like, keep up with it, you know?
Well, I just feel like...
Kevin can't find them.
No, I'm finding. I'm
was
close.
It announced at New York City
it
Comic-Con?
It was.
Wow.
Oh, it says
we
lies.
Do have New York City Comic-Con news.
It says Marvel reveals 2016 event series Avengers Standoff.
I don't see Batman.
I know. Hold on.
There's that female Thor, though.
That's weird, but kind of cool.
Yeah, she's pretty badass. Yeah.
Captain America's 75th anniversary. 75 years of a comic. That's pretty
crazy.
We are
2015.
Okay, so...
What year?
2015. Hey, y'all. It's 2015, okay? So, 60 years. Yeah. So, 1940. Wow. Yeah. So, okay. His timeline makes sense. Yeah. Who's the OG comic in DC? Or is that Marvel? Sorry.
I don't know. People make fun of us. Stop making fun of us.
We're sounding criticisms
already.
We're sounding really dumb.
It's all right. We don't follow American comics. Where's Joe? We need Joe here. Joe knows a lot about these.
You don't talk to Joe.
Who's Joe?
So...
One of my old best friends.
Aww.
But he's in...
Let's have a reunion episode.
We could have a reunion.
He could talk. Yeah, he could talk
Joe,
about
Joe's
shit.
Joe's really fun.
Oh, but if anyone wants to know what's on my phone right now, Chris Pratt's son named a new penguin at our local zoo. And his
because
name
he's
is,
from up here. Because
he's from Seattle. And his name is Eagle the Penguin.
Hold on, you gotta throw quotes.
And it's
Eagle
not,
the Penguin, end quote.
It's not just Eagle, it's Eagle the Penguin.
So his display says, Eagle the Penguin is a penguin.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a self-referencing name. Nameception.
So the first DC comic was in 1935.
Which was it?
Detective Comics. You were right, Rebecca.
Oh, that's what DC stands for.
Yeah, that's what I said that.
All right.
Jeez, guys.
I don't know. I don't. Okay. Detective Comics soon launched a fourth title. Oh. Superman was the fourth title. What was the first title?
B-Man.
Jesus.
Probably Spy vs. Spy or something weird like that.
Yeah, something that's not around anymore. Footman.
Footman?
Probably Footman.
I feel like this is a Borders
reference.
It's the Borders joke here that I don't know.
1935 DC comic.
Do you have that? It's worth the comic's worth $5,500. Okay.
Is this an inside joke? Because I don't know what's going on right now.
Yeah, it's not real. No.
No, we're just making
it up. I made it
up.
I don't know. You guys are so good. You convinced me that you
keep up, Kevin.
Keep up with our bullshit.
I have to read you a title of a real book that came out.
Okay.
Is it by Tom Clancy?
It's dirty, so if it's NSFW. Oh, so if you don't want to hear
Meyer.
This, then don't listen.
Should I just bleep this
out? Oh, I have a Stephanie Meyer news everyone knows already.
Yeah, we can talk about that in a second.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Pounded in the butt by my own butt.
What is this? Is this a comic by DC?
Hot slut of the day. Pound it in the butt. By my own butt.
Wait. So is this delisted? Are you have delisted open?
Delisted.
No one cares about this stuff.
No.
I care.
Sorry, we were talking about comic names, and I just remembered this title, Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt.
It looks like a golden snitch right there.
It does. And the book's only 4,000 words, so it should be an easy read for y'all.
Oh, it's a book.
Yeah, I told you.
I don't pay attention to half the things you say.
Gosh, darn it. For goodness sakes alive.
Gosh.
Anyway, is that gender swap thing real?
Oh, so Stephanie Meyer of Twilight released, yes, a gender swapped version of Twilight. And people were pissed because they thought it might be like the same story, but like she rewrote it a little bit.
Yeah.
But she literally just like copied and pasted like she.
Well, she goes, people get upset about Bella being the classic girl.
Yeah, like the
going,
damsel in distress.
You need to save me, save me. And she goes, well, let's see what happens with a boy. And then she goes, well, it's pretty much the same story.
Yeah.
Is it because it's literally the same story?
It's literally the same story, except they replaced the names. And then,
with,
and Blythe.
Oh, shit.
It's Blythe and something else.
Whoa. For Bo, B E A U.
Oh, Bo. Oh. Sorry, Bo and Edith. Sorry,
Edith. E D Y T H E.
That's why I thought it was Blythe because Edith is.
I remember how they were spelled. Apparently, we couldn't.
and people, I was, because I was looking at Amazon at something, and then it was in the suggested, and it was like, the reviews were like 2 stars, and I was like, whoa. And people were like, it's literally just copied and pasted.
Wow, really?
With just the pronouns changed and their names changed. Yeah.
That's weird.
Like, why would you do that?
Well,
because it's easy.
Why would she do that?
Money.
Like, I feel like she just pays someone to do that.
Well,
she's like, I rewrote the whole... They were like, they just wanted a little bit, but I rewrote the whole story.
No, she didn't.
It's not rewriting it.
But realistically, it was the same thing.
Because it could have been interesting if she did rewrite the whole story and it ended up differently because it was different.
So back when... So here's what I think. Okay. Back when Twilight was really popular, like before the movies came out.
Yeah, we went to see her.
Yeah, we did. We got shit signed. And then I sold it for like $300.
Yeah.
I sold it for a lot of money. If you still have those, you should.
I have no idea what I have.
Are they still worth anything?
They're probably not worth anything. I sold it at the prime time. She had a blog, and I guess she had said that she had written Twilight, but from the guy's point of view. So it was like a different story because it was like,
yeah,
his point of view, and it was like he would go different places than her.
Really,
obviously.
Different story.
And then something happened, and she released a couple of chapters, and then was like, "That's it." But okay, this is going way too deep. The 50 Shades of Grey lady, basically, that started. It was a Twilight fan fiction. That's how 50 Shades of Grey started.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and so the 50 Shades of Grey lady just recently released.
I assumed it was a Harry Potter fan fiction.
It should be. Just released. A book from the point of view of the dude.
Oh.
So I think Stephanie Meyer originally wanted to kind of do the dude's point of view, even though she said she didn't want to, and then that chick just kind of stole her idea a little bit.
Ooh.
And so, but whatever she did recently that just came out is a cop out. It's not even, people are pissed.
Goodness. Because it could have been really neat. Because the story is a bit, I mean,
it's the ultimate, like...
I mean, it's up there with, you know, kind of
Harry
Potter.
It's the ultimate, like, love triangle.
Yeah, it's kind of like the idea of romance and this new generation that's happening. It's all over the place and really into gender roles and shit. So it would have been interesting to kind of flip it and really get into it.
Yeah, like, change it.
It'd get weird, yeah. And then the story is completely different.
People would have loved that.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay,
but
kick out of it.
She
the same story. Nobody cares.
Yeah, she was like, she didn't give it the time of day.
It was cut and paste. Yeah, well, that's sad. I thought it was going to be better than that.
Yeah.
Why am I so optimistic?
Why did you just show us a picture of a guy cosplaying as Wonder Woman, but
we were talking about gender bent.
He's doing a naked gender bent Wonder Woman.
It's a Speedo.
Yes.
It's a Speedo with
boots,
a lasso
and
some boots.
A rope.
It was relevant to what we were talking about at the moment.
Gender.
And then
Rick and Morty cosplay.
I love Rick and
Morty.
Have you
seen this season?
The season finale where he's
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it here. You can talk. I'll vlog it out.
No, we're not going
to
spoil it.
I'm 1 week behind right now, so I haven't seen the season finale yet.
We'll end the podcast now.
Well,
because
the show has got that emotional edge to it.
Yeah, no, it's fully
have you watched BoJack Horseman?
Yep, emotional edge.
I love BoJack Horseman.
Yep, that show is amazing.
Watch suggestions for you all if you haven't seen Rick and Morty or BoJack Horseman.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you for joining us.
EliteCosplay.com/Halloween. Yes.
You can spell it, guys. I believe you.
We're
only doing this because I said maybe we should not name
it
Halloween because
Kevin didn't want it to be slash Halloween.
Because it's too many letters.
He didn't think people could spell it correctly. So now I'm just making fun of it. Thank you. We'll see you guys next time.
We'll see you next time.
Bye. So goth.